And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 4th of October. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Hebrides, 952, expected, just north of Fair Isle, 953 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, cyclonic, gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 at first, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later in North Utsira, rain, poor. South Utsira, southeasterly, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, veering southwesterly, then westerly later, 6 to gale 8, rain, moderate or poor. 40s, Cromarty, southwest, veering west, gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 at first, rain, moderate or poor. 4th, southwest, gale 8 to storm 10, veering west, 7 to severe gale 9, squally showers, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, southwest, veering west, 7 to severe gale 9, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, south, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 and Fisher, veering west or southwest, 6 to gale 8. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, southwest, veering west, 7 to severe gale 9, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, southwest, veering west, 6 to gale 8, rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, rain, then showers, moderate or good. Trafalgar, north or northwest, 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. North Fitzroy, Sole, westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally 6 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Mallin, west or northwest, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 6 later in Shannon, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, cyclonic, becoming northwest, gale 8 to storm 10, squally showers, poor. Bailey, northwest, 7 to severe gale 9, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, becoming northwesterly, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 to gale 8 in western southeast Iceland. Occasional rain, moderate or poor. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Stornoway, northwest by north, 7, rain, 1 mile, 955, rising. Lerwick, south, 8, 3 miles, 957, falling more slowly. Wick, automatic, southwest, 8, rain, 2 miles, 952, falling more slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by south, 7, 22 miles, 965, falling. Lookers, west, southwest, 7, recent precipitation, 19 miles, 971, falling slowly. Bulmer, southwest, 7, recent precipitation, 16 miles, 980, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west, 4, 987, rising slowly. Sindetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 8, 2 miles, 1,000. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 8, 2 miles, 1,001. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west, southwest, 7, 1,000, falling. Jersey, southwest, 5, recent precipitation, 19 miles, 1,006, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 7, 1,000 metres, 1,002. Silly Automatic, west, 6 rain. 2 miles, 1,003, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west by south, 6, 16 miles, 997, now falling. Aberporth, west, southwest, 5, 8 miles, 996, rising slowly. Valley, west, southwest, 7, 12 miles, 992, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by south, 7, mist, 2 miles, 991, rising more slowly. Valencia, west, 7, 7 miles, 998, rising. Ronald's Way, southwest by west, 7, 7 miles, 988, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west, southwest, 9, 979, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by west, 8, 6 miles, 979, rising more slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 3rd of October. The general situation. Storm Amy, close to North Scotland, will move eastwards towards Norway and gradually fill, with the stormy conditions in the north and gales or severe gales elsewhere gradually decreasing over the next day or two. Rain in parts of the north and east will clear with squally showers following across all areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic becoming westerly or northwesterly, gale 8 to storm 10. Occasionally violent storm 11 at first in south. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwesterly gale 8 to storm 10, veering westerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwesterly veering westerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in north, squally showers, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest veering west later, 6 to gale 8, squally showers, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly veering westerly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north, rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly veering westerly, 6 to gale 8, rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest veering west, 6 to gale 8, rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 5 to 7 later, rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest veering west 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally 6 later, squally showers, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwest veering west 7 to severe gale 9, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. The Isle of Man, west or southwest, veering northwest later, 7 to severe gale 9, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southwest, veering west or northwest, 7 to severe gale 9, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly, 7 to severe gale 9, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mullaghcontire to Ardnamurchan Point. West veering northwest, 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, then squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or northwesterly, 7 to severe gale 9. Occasionally storm 10 in north. Rain, then squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles. Southeast veering west or northwest, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's another day done here on Radio 4. We'll be back at 5 o'clock in the morning. But to keep you company, we'll be handing over to the World Service, who'll be with you through this very windy and stormy night. Perhaps Radio 3 with some classical music on Through the Night, hosted by Jonathan Swain, could also be a soother on a night like this. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From Chris Aldridge in the newsroom and myself, we want to thank you for listening with us, and we wish you a very quiet and peaceful night. Good night.
Hello, coming up on the newsroom. After Hamas said it accepted his peace plan in principle, President Trump responds.
So many people fought so hard. This is a big day. Very importantly, I look forward to having the hostages come home.
We look at the stumbling blocks also today at Midnight GMT with me, Nick Miles. The American rapper Sean Diddy Combs has been sentenced to over 4 years in prison following his conviction on charges related to prostitution. After another deadly shark attack in Australia, we look at ways of helping.
I personally, as a surfer, feel safer with a drone. It's not just someone watching from the water's edge and maybe spotting a fin. It is being able to cover a kilometre of beach and 500 metres out to shore.
And we meet the world's best female chef.
You know what this is?
No.
It's actually the swimming bladder of a fish, and then they dry it, and once they dry it, they deep fry it.
Find out more later. That's all coming up after this bulletin of Main World News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has told Israel it must stop bombing Gaza immediately, as Hamas has agreed to release all remaining hostages, living and dead, a key demand in the president's proposed peace plan. Writing in social media, Mr. Trump said he believed Hamas was ready for a lasting peace. In a subsequent video, he thanked all the parties involved.
I want to thank the countries that helped me put this together: Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, and so many others. So many people fought so hard. We were given a tremendous amount of help. Everybody was unified in wanting this war to end and seeing peace in the Middle East. And we're very close to achieving that. Thank you all, and everybody will be treated fairly.
Both Qatar and Egypt, the two mediators, have welcomed Hamas' response, with Cairo describing it as a positive development. They urged Israel and Hamas to seize the opportunity to end the war. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer called it a significant step forward, while the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said this was the best chance for peace after 2 years of war. Emmanuel Macron of France said Hamas' commitment must be followed up without delay. The American rapper Sean Diddy Combs has been sentenced to 4 years and 2 months in jail by a judge in New York, having been convicted in July on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. Earlier, the hip-hop mogul had pleaded for mercy from the judge. Rich Preston is outside the court.
The defence had argued that he's served enough time behind bars. The 13 months he's already served in the Metropolitan Detention Centre. They wanted him out in just a few more months. The prosecution had argued he should stay behind bars for 11 years. Now, those two guilty charges each carried a potential